Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yesterday was a horrible, miserable day. The best part about yesterday is that it ended. Okay, dramatic, I know, but not unreasonable. Why? Because power went down. Sabenza tripped. I don't even know if Sabenza exists, by the way. I think it is a figment of somebody's imagination. Turns out it's not the case. I did some research on it, and it was opened in 2019 with a big, big fanfare saying this is to prevent power outages in Joburg. Yeah. Anyway, so what happens is Sabenza trips. Apparently, there's a wildfire. Electricity goes down. We've got backup, but some of the internet providers don't. So that goes down. Then the signal at the mast goes down because that generator stops working. And I was looking at it. Here at Chai, I would say about four or five people were full-time involved with trying to get us back up, looking at other internet providers. We were hotspotting. It was a complete nightmare of a day for us. And I thought about the productivity that was lost in one day. And if that was happening with us, it must have been happening virtually at every organization across Johannesburg. And then we get these notes that say City Power's on their way to check what has tripped there. City Power could put a full-time team there waiting for them to switch back up that thing, and it would still be worthwhile. What on earth is going on in Joburg, and is there a way to fix it? Because really, it isn't looking pretty. Joining us this morning is Helen Ziller. We wanted to chat to her. We wanted to speak to her about the way forward, how her campaign is going, and what she is seeing out there. Yesterday must have been a fairly interesting day for her. Helen Ziller, a very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope you are well.
Hi, Howard. I'm fine, thank you. I'm without electricity today. Ah. So that's how it goes.
I mean, I know it's a rant, and I've been actually ranting the whole morning because it is so bizarre that we spend a day functioning at -5 in order just to get back to zero so that we can live our normal day. We are functioning at a negative constantly.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the consequence of bad government. You know, people say to me often, well, I'm not interested in politics. I don't do politics. And I say, listen, politics is doing you. Why do you think you had a day like that yesterday? A day like that yesterday is a consequence that for the past 30 years, the majority of residents in Joburg have chosen for their city to fail. They might not have done that consciously. They might have thought they were voting for a party that would do things correctly. They always had a DA option. The only reason that Cape Town and other municipalities like Midvaal work is because the majority of residents chose success. And that choice is a political choice. So people who say to me they don't do politics, I said, well, politics will do you. And yesterday, politics did the whole of Joburg. And today they're still doing me and a lot of other people. And it's because the city's absolutely bankrupt, because it's been looted dry, 100% dry. There's no more fuel to put in cars. There's no more spare parts to do any repairs. That is the consequence of political choice.
Yesterday, in fact, we even heard that there was this wildfire near Sabenza, and that was part of the delay. And then I started thinking to myself, oh boy, I hope we've got fire trucks, and I hope they've got water. And this is the anxiety that Joburg residents are living with. We shouldn't have to worry if there's a fire truck with water and fuel available to go and put the fire out so somebody can flip a switch so that we could get electricity again. You know, I think we've become almost micromanagers, but nothing we can do about it. We're not managing. It's just micro-anxiety, maybe, which is something we've come to live with. How do we get residents, number one, to expect more, to demand more and to move towards a place that slowly, because it obviously can't happen overnight, that each of these things are dealt with?
Well, you know, residents have a choice to make on the 4th of November. Now, I really can't tell you that we'll fix it overnight. We definitely will not. The city is bankrupt. And the ANC is on what I call the last lap of looting. They are mopping up. They are mopping up as we go along, and they are trying to extract every bit that they still can. We are going to inherit, like Mrs. Hubbard, Mother Hubbard, a cupboard that is totally bare. And we're going to have to start the long, hard road to recovery. But we can only do that if the voters give us a clear mandate to do that. This is what this election is about. And if they want a stable DA government that can work hard for 5 years without being voted out in a vote of no confidence, we need to get 490,000 people out to vote DA on both ballots on election day. Simple as that. And complicated as that. Because our biggest opponents in this election, Howard, is not the ANC or MK or the EFF or whoever. It is DA voters who don't vote. That is our biggest opponent in this election.
Why do you think that is?
Well, when I speak to people, they will, number one, say, well, you know, the politicians are all fighting with each other, and we've had 10 mayors in 10 years, and there's a revolving door at the mayor's office.
Yes, we know that. We know that. That's why.
Now, I tell them that is what people voted for. That is what people voted for. They spread their vote across scores of tiny little parties, and then they wonder why they have instability in government. Because we can't get to 50% if you split our vote amongst all the tiny little parties. And then people say, well, I prefer Lukhona Mguni to Helen Zille. And then I say, preferring and liking has got nothing to do with it. You don't have to like someone to vote for them. You have to vote for your city and for your town to make it have a better chance.
This concern that and there's little doubt that the DA will improve dramatically. The concern here that I'm hearing and that I'm reading about is not getting over 50%, because that means that a coalition is required, and that brings this instability back into the region, and it brings it makes the wrong people kingmakers. That's really how it happens. In terms of where you're at the moment in terms of polling, and of course there's never 100% and things change, but where are you at this stage, do you think? How close are you to that 50%?
Well, we're still far too far away from it. And that is a problem, you know. We're polling the biggest party by far in Joburg, which is great. We've never done
that. Yeah,
that
I don't doubt.
That is great. But if we can get our DA voters to turn out, that's the big challenge. Get our DA voters and supporters to register and vote, then we will be there. The average of the DA turnout in the last local government election was 46%. Now, that's pathetic. That's less than half. If we can get 90% turnout, well, you know, then it's done.
Right. And that's what everybody really has to do. They've got to look at your family and look at your kids that are over the age and say, just make sure that you're registered, and every single vote counts, and we just have to make sure. I don't understand why Johannesburg residents have accepted the day that we are having. It's just completely beyond me. You know, look around and you don't see cranes in Johannesburg. You don't see people investing. You don't. And if that doesn't worry you, it's really white space. It's what isn't there as well that should worry us even more than what we're visibly seeing. That has degraded to a terrible point. It's just the most terrible example, I think, of how humans adapt. But we really should refuse to accept what we are being dealt with. And that's my frustration, is I don't understand why people do accept the absolute disservice and mistreatment by the city of Johannesburg, a city that we pay, and we pay very decently. In terms of, sorry, that was my rant, and I'm definitely doing more ranting than you are today. So,
you're
so you've caught me on a day, or I've caught you on my day. But what about the, how, let's assume and hope that it goes really, really well, and you get the majority that is required. How do you deal with the pushback that will naturally come your way as you start to tighten up, demand a higher standard of service delivery? Because nobody likes that. Nobody likes change, and nobody likes being told that they now have to get in line.
Well, it's going to be much, much easier if we get those 136 seats out of the 270. That's the magic number. 136 seats is the magic number. And if we get that, then of course we're going to have pushback. That's what politics is about. Pushback, criticism, oversight, challenges. That's with the territory. That's what you buy into. But if we've got 136 seats, which is a majority of one seat in the council, then we can be bold. We can implement our turnaround strategy, and we don't have to worry about being voted out of office every second election.
Yeah.
So it's really, every second council meeting. At a council meeting, they can put a motion of no confidence and vote you out. And if you've got a majority in the council, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about the smaller parties in your coalition saying at every second council meeting, we're going to vote for the ANC because we don't like this aspect of what you're doing.
Yeah.
So we need those numbers to be able to govern.
Do you think that the teams out there, the city power, the teams, the those actually responsible for the day-to-day service delivery, do you think that they will accept this a new order, or will there be pushback from them?
I'm not sure. I don't want to be tough on the service delivery teams, except to make sure that they actually do however long the day is supposed to be in terms of the agreement.
Yes.
Let's say a 7-hour working day that is productive. I think that they've been dealt a raw deal, frankly, by the huge top-heavy management structures that are there, and now that the ANC wants to boost by another 2,000, which is insane. That's in their latest budget, but fortunately they haven't got the money for anything, so I don't think they'll be able to do that. But they want to keep on pushing cadres into the top levels while strangling the people at the base, and that is really unfair. So if people are prepared to do a full day's work and do it properly, they've got nothing to fear from us. But we are ready to face strikes, like Celia Brink had to in Tswane, had to face those strikes.
Yeah.
And we are going to face them if we have to. We are absolutely going to face them if we have to. That is how things work.
I've got so many comments which we'll send to you after, because it's just very few that I think are relevant to the conversation. But there is one, and that's from Jeff, and he says, what do? We're going to be overseas end of October for 3 weeks. We're over 70. Is there a way for early voting? Is there so that we can do so before we go?
Jeff, it breaks my heart to hear that, because that is how we lose elections. There's no way that you can get any early voting except in a special vote on the 2nd and the 3rd of November. Those are special voting days. And you can come to your polling station, or the IEC can come to you in your home on the 2nd and the 3rd of November. But those are the only two special votes days that are not on the 4th of November. You can only vote where you are registered. Uh-huh. Yesterday, someone asked me the same thing at a public meeting yesterday night.
Right.
They say, I won't be here on the 4th of November. How can I vote? What arrangements are being made for those who are not here? And I say, no arrangements. You've got to be here. And I said that I'm insisting. When anyone asked me that question, I said, there's no option. Holidays are not more important than the future of Joburg. It is crucial to understand that. Nothing is more important to anybody living in Joburg than the future of this city. And on the 4th of November, we vote for the future of Joburg. It's the only thing on the table.
I think that is such an important perspective, and I think we often see other things as important, and it's no comment on Jeff. It might be that something else is absolutely vital. There's no comment. I'm not commenting on that, but if you can change something, and if you can go a week later, because this really, it is that important. That is where we do need to leave it. Helen Zilla, keep fighting the fight. We'll keep ranting on here, and hopefully we'll get people to make sure that they get out there to vote, and even to change travel if they have to. And thank you for always making yourself available to us.